blasphemous boldness. One of the priests of the new order said, "God, if you exist, avenge your injured name. I bid you defiance. You remain silent, you dare not launch your thunders. Who after this will believe in your existence?" What an echo is this of Pharaoh's demand, "Who is Jehovah, that I should obey his voice?" The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." And the Lord declares, "Their folly shall be manifest unto all." After France had renounced the worship of the living God, she descended to degrading idolatry by the worship of the goddess of reason, a profligate woman. And this in the representative assembly of the nation. One of the ceremonies of this insane time stands unrivaled for absurdity combined with impiety. The doors of the convention were thrown open, the members of the municipal body entered in solemn procession, singing a hymn in praise of liberty, and escorting, as the object of their future worship, a veiled female, whom they termed the goddess of reason. Being brought within the bar, she was unveiled with great form, and placed on the right of the president, when she was generally recognized as a dancing girl of the opera.